Hello. So the last video I posted, I was making spell jars, and I didn't show me cleansing them. And so somebody said, you should really cleanse your jars before you make spells in them. Let me explain to you why I do not cleanse any of my crystals. So I follow Aluna religiously, pun not intended. So Aluna teaches you that you need to do what is best for you. So if that means cleansing your stones before you use them in spells, then that is what you should do, and that is what Aluna encourages you to do. I've tried to cleanse my stones before. I've put them out in the moonlight. I've run them underwater. I've done a few different methods, and it just doesn't feel right for me. Nothing ever clicked. You know what I mean? It felt more like a chore than something that's fun and interesting to do. Part of a good routine, you know? So that's why I don't cleanse any of my crystals, and when it comes to spell jars in the shop, it still just doesn't feel right for me to kind of push that and treat it in such a way as if I have to do it. If you are a believer that you should cleanse your crystals and spell jars and anything of the sort, then I highly encourage it. Please do, because it's good for you. It's just not good for me. That's all. And I do believe that when you purchase a spell jar from me or a crystal from me, if you cleanse it on your own, that should still put all of the good energy and attune it to you and your needs correctly. I don't think me not cleansing anything will hurt you in any way. It shouldn't, at least. So if you do purchase stones from me and you want to cleanse them, you can either, I would assume you would put the jar in a little dish of water or a plate of water, right? And leave it for a little bit, or just rub some water on it gently, because you don't want to mess up the wax. It may be wax, but it's kind of delicate the way that it's dripped onto the jars, especially the little ones. So just be careful. I also saw in the video where you commented that somebody had asked, what do you do with spell jars? So I brought out my Good Mental Health spell jar, just as an example. And I just restocked these, so they're available on my Shopify page now, link in bio. But so essentially, you just place the jar, cleanse it beforehand if you want to, place the jar in a place where you spend a lot of time. So for Good Mental Health, I would place it maybe in my room, and it will bring out the energy of Good Mental Health and project it onto you. And that can come in any way, that shape or form that you personally need. I'm a strong believer that the longer you have a stone, the more it attunes to your needs and the more it helps you in life. So just to reiterate, I'm not against cleansing in any way. I just personally don't really find it necessary. And according to Aluna, that's perfectly okay. So I think I'm in the clear. Let me know what you think. Much love to you all, as always, and I will see you soon. Bye!